Let us bless the God of heaven and utter his praises before all who live. For he has dealt with us according to his mercy. Blessed be God who lives forever. Because his kingdom lasts for all ages. Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, let us bless the God of heaven and utter his praises before all who. For he has dealt with us according to his mercy.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, the church celebrates this Sunday the feasts of the whole Most Holy Trinity. The feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Our first reading is taken from Exodus chapter 34, verses 4 to 6, 8 to 9. Our second reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. Our gospel reading is taken from St. John's Gospel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the communion of the Trinity. The communion of the Trinity. My brothers, my sisters, on the feast of the Most Holy Trinity, our quest is, who is God? That quest to know God is an attempt to know the unknowable. In fact, St. Augustine notes that our facts for perfect knowledge of God do not reveal the one and true God. In addition, St. Thomas Aquinas notes in De Veritate that the essence of God is hidden from us, and what we can know of him on earth is that he transcends our thoughts about him. However, we cannot ignore the search to know, as Moses says in today's first reading, the God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness, who, as St. John notes in today's gospel, sent his Son not to condemn but to redeem us, and his Holy Spirit to uphold his presence and to lead us back to him. Thus, my brothers and my sisters, we cannot but carry on with our quest to know and love God. In fact, St. Paul necessitates our quest to know him because he says in today's second reading that our God is the God of love and peace, that our Lord Jesus confers graces upon us, and that we have a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Thus, because we are unworthy of God's graces and fellowship, our pursuit of God, in fact, ought to be considered as a reciprocation of God's love and an expression of gratitude. In fact, we are not far from knowing God because that ability to reciprocate God's love and to express gratitude to him reflects an interplay of love within the life of the Trinity. Bishop Robert Barron notes that within the unity of God, there is a play of communication and image making. Hence, the Father begot an image of his own being, his Son, Jesus, who is perfect image of the Father, God from God, light from light, one being with the Father. And from the sigh of love, the holy breath of the Father and the Son proceeds the Holy Spirit. Thus, obvious in the communion of the Trinity is not social distancing, but intimacy, love, peace, and fellowship. We share in that fellowship of love because we were created in the image and likeness of God. We are destined to love, says Bishop Robert Barron. But man's fall in the Garden of Eden led to self-love and detachment from divine love. Nonetheless, Jesus, Yeshua, has saved and returned us back to the realm of agape, God's love. Thus, even in suffering or pain, please do not say that God has abandoned you or that God has abandoned us, because that statement counters the fact that God is both transcendent and immanent, that is, God is both hidden from us but has been revealed to us in Christ Jesus and is present with us through the actions of the Holy Spirit. Thus, as baptized heirs of God, we were marked with the Trinity and enrolled into the inner circle of divine love. In other words, we were created to love God and neighbor. Therefore, my brothers, my sisters, God's love must be revealed in our words and actions. Hence, as a child of God, as a teacher of God, as a president or prime minister of God, as a parent of God, our mission is to love and to ensure our community never runs short of love and peace and kindness. We are heralders of God's love. You are called today to promote and to reflect and to reveal love in your house, within your family, within your communities. Yes, it is difficult, but we have a fellowship with the Holy Spirit who is there to help us. Call on Him, and the Spirit of the Lord will guide and direct you. May He, our Lord Himself, who is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.